You're listening to SBS News.
The patient has a close family, and that family are isolating at home. He was not contagious on the return journey to Australia from Africa, and those close contacts that he has been in contact, including at the emergency ward and in other locations, are being contact traced right now and identified.
That's Queensland's Health Minister Tim Nicholls confirming a new strain of mpox virus has been detected in a man who's just returned to the southeast of the state from a trip to Africa. He says mpox is a disease caused by the monkeypox virus.
Mpox is not easily spread. It is only spread or is mainly spread through close or intimate contact. It is particularly spread by close sexual contact, and particularly for gay men and people engaging in sex is the primary cause of the contagion spreading.
Dr. Geoffrey Playford is the head of infectious diseases at the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Queensland. He says the rare clade 1 strain of mpox has only been seen once before in Australia, also in a returned traveller.
Over the last year and a half in Queensland, we've had 135 cases of mpox clade 2. This is the first case of clade 1, and indeed the second time in Australia that we've had clade 1. The other case was in New South Wales in May.
Mr. Nicholls says the public should not be concerned.
We think that there are 19 community contacts and 40 staff contacts that have been in contact with the patient. At the moment, his family are asymptomatic, that is, they're not showing any signs of the clade 1 mpox, but they are isolating. The family involve children at high school and primary school and in childcare centres, and those high schools, primary schools and childcare centres either have been or are in the process of being identified.
Dr. Playford says authorities are not worried either. He says, fortunately in this case, the clinical presentation is relatively mild and there are no particular concerns for the patient's health.
And all of our efforts at the moment is to identify contacts, using national guidelines to undertake quarantine where their very close contacts have been identified, and that's for 21 days, again in line with national guidelines.
The close contacts will be offered a vaccine that is highly effective against mpox, either preventing or making the disease significantly milder and shorter. Mr. Nicholls says over a year ago, there were some restrictions on the availability of the vaccine. But now Queensland has ample supplies and the vaccine is provided free of charge through sexual health clinics and some GPs. The Queensland government is advising anyone who suspects they may have the virus to seek medical advice from their local doctor, sexual health clinic or public health unit. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.